Well, I've never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all that I really own is 10 kids and a wife. And this house that I live in, it's mine, but really just a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a new Cadillac. Back doorstep there done fell plumb down. Front door's off and laying out there somewhere on the ground. The wind just whipped another piece of that old tar roofing off in the back. Sure hope it didn't skin up the paint on that new Cadillac. Front porch posts, they fell loose at the bottom. It don't make much sense to fix them, cause the old floor is just too darn rotten. Now in the wintertime, sometimes we have snow blowing through the cracks. But if it gets too bad, we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't have to pay no rent. And I get a check first of every month from this here federal government. Every Wednesday I get commodities, why sometimes 4 or 5 sacks. I always pick them up down at the welfare office and driving that new Cadillac. Now some folks say I'm crazy, and I've even been called a poof. But my kids get free books and all in their free lunches at school. Now we get peanut butter and cheese, and man, they give us flour by the sacks. Of course, them welfare checks, they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. Now, the way I see it, them other folks, they're the fools. They're working, paying taxes, just to send my young'uns to school. Salvation Army cuts their hair and gives us the clothes we wear on our backs, so we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. But you know, things still gonna get better. At least that's what I understand. Oh, they tell me the new president, he done whooped up a whole new poverty plan. Why, he's gonna send us poor folks money. We're gonna get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already been shopping around for her a new Cadillac.